The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And it is, folks, already the second day of December 2016. Amazing how fast your life is going by. Betty in North Carolina, you're up next. Hello, Betty.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, good.
Interesting program.
Okay.
6 days ago.
All right.
6 days ago, what's her name, Al Whitney's program, last Saturday night. I think I've spent at least 2 hours each day for the last 6 days at her, kind of starting me up to prepare around a family meal to take one of those acts of Congress in the last 100 years that have changed from a republic to a, I call it a Illuminati form of government.
Mm.
And I thought I was pretty well informed, but just the websites that she's got today, of course, a couple of days ago I did it, probably printed out 15 or 20 pages, and I've gone over those pages maybe 3 or 4 times. And it surprises me that I would be so energized by what she said, whereas nobody else seems to have had their consciences pricked by it.
And what exactly are we talking about here?
We're talking about, she said, at Thanksgiving dinner, she was talking with her, after the dinner, trying to talk something with her adult children.
Oh,
didn't work out. But, but she has 10 items, and she's got references for it. And she said, what I and my husband are going to do is to set up a weekly meeting and hit one of these items each week and see if we can't make some headway.
So have the children agreed to this, or is this kind of like a shotgun wedding kind of deal? Either show up or you're cut out of the will.
Well, that's a way, too. But, I mean, my thought is I'll have a chance because they'll be coming for Christmas, you know.
Oh.
So perhaps we can work something in there. But anyway, it sure has helped me to school myself.
Really?
You bet.
All right. Well, okay, I guess I'm going to...
Yeah, I do, and suggest other people do it because it is really... good.
What is her website, if I may ask, Betty?
Yes, it's anticorruptionsociety.com.
There you go. And it is those reasons are listed?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, what I didn't know about the Illuminati and what I didn't know about so many really important things. And they should be printed out, and you should go over them and underline them at least 4 times.
Well, and people were making jokes since this Thanksgiving. We're on a POTUS cycle here. That it was so polarized. Wonder what it's going to be like around the Thanksgiving Day table. And, you know, I am just amazed that we in this country, we still have this contention and these rifts, even within our own families, because we're too busy playing politics. Our side is better than your side. And they're both equally corrupt, both equally ineffectual, both equally unconstitutional. and just get out the damn rule book. Betty, I'm not kidding you. Years and years and years ago, when I first got into this, I was trying to, you know, get a feel from people, all walks of life, all age groups, didn't matter what your station was, whether you're a garbage collector or an architect, it didn't matter to me. And I engaged a couple of young people, and I started to talk to them. It was in a restaurant, if memory serves, at a counter. And I started talking to them about the Constitution, of which they had never even been taught about. And I started to talk to them about it, and I captured their attention. And they went, wow, that's what our government's supposed to be like? They had not a clue. They are enamored with the story. And one of them said, is this really true, or is this just your opinion? I said, no, this is what our... And along with that, the duties and obligations of the government and the citizenry. Remember, we're supposed to be in charge of the government, not the other way around. And that was many years ago. And I was heartened by that because they had an open enough mind to fill that void with some useful information that they had never heard before. It astounded them that this is what our Constitution provides. These are our rights. We didn't know that. They weren't taught it in school. Their parents didn't bother to tell them.
Yeah, discerning the difference between the remedy, you know, what is constitutional. This happened with me the last time I was with my adult kids and their friend. We got on the Federal Reserve System being a private corporation. You know, they said, oh, that's not so well.
Mm-hmm.
So they went, we all went, as they went searching on the Internet to find out if that was true or false. But then, it didn't make much difference to them after they found out it was true.
Really?
But not enough standing by itself.
Okay, but yeah, standing by itself, but they didn't realize what this funny money, these fat cat middleman people that just create this stuff out of thin air and then turn around and charge you a fee for using it. They didn't see, they didn't put that together, how that affects their life.
No, they don't know that they own it all, and you too.
I'll let Ron McDonald, I'll tell Ron you said so.
Thank you, John. You've been kind to take my call.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I mean, who gives a damn if you... You know, folks, you know, I've said this about self-censorship, and one of these self-censorships is if you your adult children, if they're not living in your basement right now, it's okay to engage them and to still tell them that, you know, that you love them. And if they want to get pissed off over your politics, which is kind of a, that's kind of a misnomer, because the issues that need to be discussed are not really political in nature. They have been politicized. Remember what I said about a tipping point in this country, folks, that we were right there. You know, I was talking to the secretary today about this, and I said back in September, I talked to the audience, and I told him, I said, you know what, we're gonna stay in business with your support to the end of the year. Not knowing that Hillary Clinton wasn't going to get in, I fully expected her to get in. It would have been very, very difficult. Number one, the economy, which I'm going to get into, folks, here in a second. Sorry, I got to deliver a little bad news to you on this Friday, but better informed than caught short and blindsided, don't you think? Charles in St. Petersburg. Hello, is that St. Petersburg, Russia, or is that Florida?
Yeah, Florida.
Okay.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
All right.
I wanted to bring up, this reading on online, Veterans Today, an article by Gordon Duff about trying to link up Donald Trump with the thing that's going on in North Dakota with the confrontation there over the pipeline. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't trust Gordon Duff.
Then why are you telling me I don't trust him either? Why are you wasting your time?
Well, I'm just bringing that up, whether that's true or not. I
okay.
Don't know whether you... I'm sorry. You know,
Don't be sorry, Charles, but I don't know how long you've been listening to this program, but I've talked to this individual. Egomaniacal. And self-admittedly, 40 to 50% of the stuff that he puts on his website, he knows is disinformation. So what is the point of veterans today? What is the point to this guy?
I don't know. They have interesting articles, but another thing, you were just brought that up. Maybe you'd want to discuss it or not discuss it. The woman you were just talking to, she's bringing up the subject of how our republic has been corrupted over the 240 years. You know, the Uniform Commercial Code, but to me. To me, what I understand about property laws in this country, I think the central issue is that we lost in the 1840s our right to allodial title.
Yeah.
We, in effect, are renting our property from the government. In Middle Eastern countries, they still have the remnant of Greek law. Like in Lebanon, one of my friends told me the land itself is not taxed, only the products of the land. That should be our main principle in this country. We're not renting our house and our property from the government. It should be ours without taxes.
That's right.
Only the products of the land.
And at that point,
Turkish law too.
Yeah, Charles. And at that point, you enter into commerce. You're producing something now. So obviously, if you're producing something on your property for sale, you're not selling it to people on your own property. You are selling that in commerce, and there are taxation issues with that, and we all get that. But you're exactly right. If you read the word tenant in your mortgage, that's not a good thing. You're not designated as being owner or anything else. You are a tenant, kind of a serf.
Right.
That's a polite way of saying a serf on your own land. And how people really find this out to be true, they go through the banks with these 30-year mortgages, paying three times what the property is actually worth. And after all these years of grinding it out month after month, year after year, they finally pay off their house, and their mortgage is retired. And then they may run into some problems, maybe health issues, maybe loss of a job. Something goes awry, and they can't pay their property taxes. And all of a sudden, the people that are in business of collecting those property taxes, they want their chunk out of you, and they're willing to sell your house that was paid for. And even the land that it sits on, and that's what they're after, is that tax on that land. It's like a land tax use that you never, even if you own it outright, you don't owe anybody a penny on it. You don't pay the corporation. They're just due. There it all goes to satisfy that tax debt. You're exactly right. Allodial title.
Yeah. To me, it's like what they have in. I found out when I was in England that people over there pay ground rent. I think it's really just another form of ground rent. We're paying some aristocratic family or some ruling class family. We can't really totally own. You know, in the 1840s, which political party was the one that advocated doing away with allodial title? That was the Whig Party, ancestor of the Republican
Republicans.
Party.
That's exactly right.
And our Democratic Party, which was Jeffersonian Party, was against the idea of having property just turned into rental things where the government could use your property to enhance their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Kaffir is like ground rent.
Yeah.
It's like ground rent. It is England or Germany.
Well, here's one, Charles, that you can twist your head around over the weekend. You pay taxes, okay? Say in St. Petersburg or even Round Rock, Texas, you've got property taxes. And they build these wonderful little community centers, or the city will build this facility, or they'll build that facility. Who does that property? What does that building? What is the net worth of whatever was created? Who owns that?
I would say the ruling class. I think the CAFRs are really a comprehensive annual financial reports are really a representative of our ruling class that makes us pay ground rent to them, the equivalent of what the aristocracy in England or Germany or Europe. It's the equivalent here.
Yeah. Okay. Now
form of government has been denied us.
And let me finish this out by saying it this way. So you move out of St. Petersburg, Florida, or you move out of Round Rock, Texas, and now your portion of those tax dollars went to build whatever, community center, whatever the city wants to grace itself with for supposed improvements or comfort of the citizens of their little burg or whatever. When you move, why don't you get a rebate check? Because you're no longer going to enjoy the privilege of using that of which you've been taxed for. You're getting out of town, so where is your interest in what you have built? And why don't you get a little rebate check on your way out of town? With that, Charles, I will leave you with that thought, and I thank you very much for your call, sir. Did he say goodbye or just hang up? Or did you hang up? Huh? You were muted. You were muted, I was muted, he was muted. What are you trying to call me a deaf, dumb mute here? Okay. Scott in California. Hello, Scott.
Oh, hi, John. You know what? I called you up about 7 or 8 years ago, and I said the same thing I'm about to say now, and this is in reference to that last caller about property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in China, and through my Chinese friends, I discovered that they had no income tax and no property tax. And then I asked them how they ran the government, and they said, well, if the government needs money, they just print it. And then I explained what was happening here. I explained what was happening here with the bankers and stuff. And you'll remember back in the 50s and 60s, they used to have these mass demonstrations, death to the international bankers and their Wall Street running dogs. So I'm talking to one of my Chinese friends, and I go, well, how do you run the government? She goes, you know, they print it, and then I explained to her how things work here, and she goes, oh, yeah, we killed those guys. Anyway. Okay, John, talk to you later.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for keeping that network. I send your way what I can when I can.
Well, I appreciate your continued support, Scott. We need it. I think we need it more now than ever, because now we're in the reconstruction phase of this country. Whether we're successful or not.
Yeah.
Is going to be another matter.
Yes, very interesting stuff. I'm in Northern California. I did not. The only Hillary bumper sticker I saw in Northern California, it said Hillary on it. I drove up to pass the guy because I wanted to see what the moron looked like. As I was passing him, I saw that it said Hillary for prison. That's it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. I appreciate it. Appreciate your Scott.
Thank you,
and I appreciate your support and you listening to the network as long as you have. Brent in Dallas. Hello, Brent.
John?
Yes, Brent.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Just fine. How you doing?
Is this the same truck driver, Brent, that I've known in the past?
No, this is old used car salesman, Brent.
Okay.
Yeah, I did fairly well, being honest, but not enough to make a living.
Ah, so was your lot Honest John's used cars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honest John's used cars.
There you go.
In relation to Betty's call and leading her children to the water, but they didn't drink.
Right.
Something I found effective is I just say, may I ask you a question? If you could type into your computer as much money as you ever wanted in your life, as much as you can even conceive of, and have it, what would you do with that money? And that gets that person thinking, you know.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me contemplate and think about that during this break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Open phone Friday. Got something on your mind? Something's been bugging you? or you just want to blow off a little steam. 800-313-9443.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons. A number 9 coal and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day old.
I don't want to date myself, but I remember when Ernie Ford came out with that damn song. Brent in Dallas. Used car, Brent.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
So when you ask somebody what they would do if they could just type in whatever amount of money they wanted for the rest of their life into their computer, and they could change it every day. They'll come to the conclusion that they'll probably want to start a bank, and they'll probably want to loan that money out at interest to others. And if you've got some other people on the other end that you can loan money to that'll give you kickbacks, well, you can do that too. Then you'll disguise it in this seemingly complicated system where you're the wizard And there's all types of things that are going into consideration for why you're able to do this. And you'll call yourself the Federal Reserve.
Now, I don't know if most people would do that, because if somebody waved their magic wand and said, here, John, here's the keyboard, punch in how much money that you want. I would punch in an amount that I would be comfortable with, and I would do nothing but fly around the world, go see countries and cultures and sites and experience their culture and cuisine and just have a good time. I wouldn't necessarily want to go in the business of their kind of business.
Right, then you have to ask, well, would that be fair? You know, is that fair for you to be able to do that?
Well, I don't know who the hell's giving this money away in the first place, but if I'm entering if I'm entering digits into a computer, that's not the question of the amount. It's the question of what do you want to do with the money? What do you want to accomplish? You know, what do you want out of this figure that you're going to drum up out of thin air in your head? And I'm just
you want to rule the world.
I would.
You want to rule the world,
Brent? I don't. I wouldn't have any aspirations like that. If I could give myself enough money that I'd be comfortable with for the rest of my life, I would take the rest of my life off and just enjoy it and never work another day.
Right. You're not a psychopath.
Oh, okay.
You see? But if you wanted to rule the world, you would say, well, yeah, this generation, that's okay, but let me think down the road a little bit, and eventually I could control all the money in the world.
And if my travels, I happen to produce some offspring, I would make sure that they would be well taken care of. But only as a form of trust or something with some triggers in it that they would have to do something with that money to sustain themselves and then pass it on to the future generations.
Yeah, your son's the bankers.
Brent, you keep putting me behind that damn window.
Well, that's the whole idea. You know, this, in other words, you've got the Midas touch now. You've got this gift from God that you can just create as much money as you want and loan it to. Now you can loan it to nations. You can loan it to major corporations, and the people that know you can get some of that money.
And of course, me being in the psychopathic state that I'm in, I wouldn't look at it as being the fecal touch. I would look at it as being the Midas touch. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, so people can get from that angle, because they'll go on a power trip if they can realize. Now, then you ask them, you know, would that be fair for you to do that in this world when others don't have that opportunity?
How much?
No is the answer.
How much? And here's the thing that always fascinated me, Brent. Looking at the planet's movers and shakers and middlemen that don't deserve it, how much is enough? How many yachts? How many penthouses? How much property? How much is enough? The answer, there's never enough.
Yeah, there's no limit to addiction.
Yeah, you got that right. Especially if, they're standing there with bags of the dope to keep you going. All right, hey, Brent, I appreciate your call, man.
Yeah, then try that on people. Rather than start from the bottom and try work through all the minutia up, try,
visit our website.
Hey, what if you were in the position of power?
Okay, Brent, we're on break. I thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
By the way, we got a little sidelined here with calls that were welcomed, and I was talking about journalism and what they think is wrong with it. In fact, many journalists are warning that the true story is not being reported. Duh. A series of interviews with award-winning journalists also documents the censorship of certain stories by media editors and owners. And it's just not the mainstream media. The large alternative media websites censor as well. Well, okay. Every year, Project Censored, which Walter Cronkite and other puts together a list of top 25 stories censored and ignored by the mainstream media. Thank you, Walter. You were one of them. How many of these stories were you aware of? Even popular consumers of alternative independent media may be surprised to learn some of the stories. There are many reasons for censorship by media higher-ups. One is money. The media has a strong monetary interest to avoid controversial topics in general. It has always been true that advertisers discourage stories which challenge corporate power. In 1969, FCC Commissioner Nicholas Johnson noted that TV networks go to great lengths to please their sponsors. Yeah, which means they don't run stories that's going to be counter to their interest. Duh. Indeed, a three-time Emmy Award-winning CNN journalist. Is that a misprint? No, an award-winning CNN journalist says that CNN took money from the royalty of Bahrain to kill her hard-hitting expose and instead of run flattering propaganda for Bahrain. Some media companies make a lot of money from the government, so they don't want to rock the boat. For example, Glenn Greenwald notes, because these schools owned by the Washington Post parent company, whose profits subsidize the Post, target low-income students. The vast majority of their income is derived from federal loans. Because there have been so many deceptive practices and defaults, the federal government has become much more aggressive about regulating these schools and now plays a vital role in determining which ones can thrive and which ones fail. Put another way, the company that owns the Washington Post is almost entirely at the mercy of the federal government. The entities which its newspapers ostensibly checks and holds accountable, by the end of 2010, more than 90% of the revenue at Kaplan's biggest division and nearly a third of the Post company's revenue overall came from the U.S. government. The Post company's reliance on the federal government extends beyond the source of its revenue because the industry is so heavily regulated. Any animosity from the government could single-handedly doom the Post business, a reality of which they are well aware. The Post company realized there were risks attached to being dependent on federal dollars for revenue and that it could lose access to that money if it exceeded federal regulatory limits. Now, it was understood that if you fell out of grace with the education department, your business might go away, said Tom Might, who as chief executive of Cable One, a cable service provider that is owned by the Post, sat in at the company-wide board meetings. Beyond being reliant on federal money and not alienating federal regulators, the Post Company desperately needs favorable treatment from members of Congress, and it's been willing to use its newspaper to obtain it. Graham has taken part in a fierce lobbying campaign by the for-profit education industry. He has visited key members of Congress, written an op-ed article for the Wall Street Journal, and hired the Post Company high-powered lobbying firms, including Aiken Gump and Emmendorf Ryan, at a cost of $810,000 in 2010. The Post also published an editorial opposing the new federal rules while disclosing the interest of its parent company. The large media players stand to gain billions of dollars in profits if they are allowed monopoly ownership of the airwaves by a handful of players. The media giants know who butters their bread, so there is a spoken or tacit agreement. If the media's cover the administration in a favorable light, the MSN will continue to be the receiver of the government's goodies. The large alternative media websites also censor news which are too passionately anti-war. Huffington Post, the largest liberal website, is owned by the media giant AOL, Time Warner, and censors of that implication that the Democratic administration could be waging war for the wrong reasons. Now, another issue is digital demonetization. The biggest social media websites censor the hardest-hitting anti-war stories. Reddit, Facebook, Dig, YouTube, and other social media sites have long censored their content as well. Now, we've known that for quite some time, but now the owners of said companies are now saying it outright in public, in your face. So all you people that love Facebook never did like it. People on one hand that would complain that the government's being too intrusive in collecting information, they would readily put out anything about themselves in a public domain, aiding and assisting, filling in their little dossiers, which I always found fascinating. But hey, such is people, such is life. Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. To expand on what the previous callers were talking about, I've contemplated that myself as far as, you know, if you had unlimited funds, if we had Aladdin's lamp, per se, what would you do with it? It's like after a certain point, after you've bought all the toys and all traveled and all that, I would like to expand and help others, you know, partner with others and make life better.
Oh, you want to be a philanthropist.
Mm. Yeah. So, but get this. So, but these characters are not only do they want to make sure that they win, they want to turn back and make sure that the rest of us lose. See, that's really evil. Okay, I mean, like lose, like they don't give a damn if we die. Okay,
right.
And but they prefer if they could make some money off of our suffering before we die. I mean, that's even how even more evil it is. But I want to bring up, and they're in collusion. There's a lot of them in collusion with this. I recently got an email from this group called Brass Check TV. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
But this one, I don't know if you've subscribed to it, because I encourage people to subscribe to it. It's really, because it brings out a lot of...
I have for many, many years. Many years.
Okay. Did you see the recent one talking about Susie Orman and the whole, and how she was pumped up as, you know, I mean, the media and the media groups and keynote people that we've heard of, let's see, that would be like Oprah Winfrey, Elizabeth Warren, Tavis Smiley, just to name a few, and Politico, and anyway... If you watch the most recent Brass Check TV about Susie Orman and what she was really about, I mean, it's just the level of arrogance and really evil. I mean, you know, pretending to be the savior, in this case is a female. You know, oh, she's the financial genius, the financial guru. She's just going to figure it all out and just listen to her, and she's going to save right. your life and right. save your finances and save your mortgage and it's just, you just got to check it out. It's not a few individuals. It's a collaborative effort. They're you know, in the media and in the corporate world, and it's like they're all playing from the same playbook of where not only do they want to win, they want to make sure they get a big kick out of the rest of us losing, and that to me, that defines evil, and that's why they've got to be stopped.
Well, and to juxtapose against what you just said, you know, we have our Susie Ormans, we have our cheerleaders for Wall Street. We've got the Mr. Fix-Its. Once you've realized how badly screwed you really are by the system you've contracted with, you got people like Susie Orman riding to the rescue to alleviate at least some of your pain and to get you out of that pain center, at least that it's tolerable. You're still in pain, but at least you're not going to die of it. And, you know, I was just going to finish out by saying, this is why you don't have the Dylan Radigans of the world any longer in the public purview, because these people would play by the rules until they got pissed off enough, they got angry enough just to blurt out the truth and just to tell people, hey, you know, here I am. You're used to seeing me like this. Now listen to what I have to tell you. That cannot be tolerated. So whether it's a Susie Orman or the next whiz-bangy with a better idea on how to unscrew yourself comes, it's going to be the same thing over and over and over again. They're just gaming the system.
Yeah. And in this case, she had created some kind of a debit card that was supposed to get people on the FICO score and make sure that they could have a FICO score because most, a lot of people don't have bank accounts. And so she created this, she called it the Susie Orman approved card, and she was going to tie it in with TransUnion, and it was just going to save the day. But the whole thing was a scam. She was scamming off the fees. So it's no different. It's just so.
Mark, it's funny you should say that because that thought entered my head today. Not exactly in how you described, but I was at my bank today and I was talking to somebody that's known me for a number of years that works at said bank. And I was talking to him about this Galati guy, this Rocco Galati. I said, "You're in the banking business. You've been hearing what's going on in Canada." And I'm sitting there and describing what's going on, and her mouth is literally agape. Her jaw is dropping. She said, "You're kidding. They want to open up a public bank again in Canada?" And I said, "Yes, and hopefully we'll follow suit here in the United States." And it was fascinating to watch the look on her face, because here's a woman that didn't necessarily like her employer, because I made sure at this particular branch they all understood what they were involved in. The fat cat middleman person that doesn't put forth any effort, doesn't really build anything, creates stuff out of thin air, and then turns around and charges you a fee for using it. I mean, they all know what I am about, and they all know what I believe. And ironically, over the years, I've seen that come to fruition. It's taken years, mind you, but these are just an occasional stops once or twice a week over an amount of time.
Yeah, well, we just need to focus on who this group is, because I believe it is a certain particular group, and I won't go into that now. But they need to be revealed, because they've done enough evil on this planet for long enough, and I think when enough people connect the dots, they've been screwing us for so long. We've grown up multiple generations where people don't even recognize that they've been screwed from the beginning.
Well, and they think that the screwing is becoming a blessing. To live the American dream, to have a home and get your own home, and that somehow you've got to go in debt three times of what the property is actually worth. Yeah. By the way, thank you for your call, Mark. I got to move on here because there's a couple stories I want to cover that I promised I would. It's not going to be an all fun news Friday here. I'm going to give you a straight poop on what's going on with the economy. But to finish out my point here about the bank, and these people that just seem to game the system and extract as much as they can out of a scam. I mean, talking to this woman about what's going on in Canada and this bank, and it's like, we don't need... we can think outside of the box. There are new ways, to your point, Mark. There are new and better ways to finance ourselves and to have a nice, full life and not have unnecessary people sucking the blood out of you when you're the only actual one producing anything. I mean, it's fascinating to me. Well... put them on hold. I'll get through these stories as fast as I can. That's why I always caution people. Don't use the last half hour of the show, especially on Open Phone Friday, to call in. Okay? Over the years, I've said that, and over the years, people have ignored me. So much for the anticipated rebound in the participation rate. What is that rate? Americans not in the labor force soar to a record 95.1 million. A jump by 446,000 in 1 month. After it had managed to post a modest increase in the early part of the year, hitting the highest levels in 1 year in March at 63%, the disenchantment from working has returned, and the labor force participation rate has flatlined for the next few months, ultimately dropping in November to 62.7%, just shy of its 35-year low of 62.4%, hit, by the way, this past October. This can be seen in the surge of Americans who are no longer in the labor force, who spiked by 446,000 in November, hitting an all-time high of 95.1 million. As a result of this, the U.S. labor force shrank by 226,000 to 159 and some change, down from 159,000 and some change a month ago, and helped the unemployment rate tumble. And here's the propaganda, hope you catch it, to 4.6%, the lowest since August of 2007. See something wrong with those numbers? They'll report that there's 95 million plus out of work, but the unemployment rate tumbled to 4.6%. What is this, the total population of the globe? Are we talking United States here? Now, cutting out those illegals, well, we're probably around about 300 million. So let me see, 95.1 million minus that from 300 million. Does that sound like 4.6% to you? Oh, God. Now, on the heels of that, is another housing crisis around the corner as subprime loan delinquencies hit highest in 6 years. Highest interest rates crush mortgage refi applications. And by the way, those refis, you've seen them all over television. Refi now, rates are low. Well, they've dropped 41.35%. Why? Anticipation of rate increase. And by the way, the household debt hits something like $12 trillion. As subprime loan delinquencies hit highest in 6 years, New York Fed has come out with that information. The data suggests some notable deterioration in the performance of subprime auto loans. The latest just released quarterly report on household debt and credit from the New York Fed showed a small increase in overall debt in the third quarter of 2016, prompted by gains in non-housing debt and new all-time highs in student loans, which hit $1.279 trillion, rising $20 billion in the quarter. 11% of aggregate student loan debt was 90-plus days delinquent or in default at the end of 2016 in quarter three. Total household debt rose $63 billion in the quarter to $12.35 trillion, driven by a $32 billion increase in auto loans, which also hit a record high of $1.14 trillion. By the way, 3.6% of the auto loans were 90 or more days delinquent. Mortgage balances continue to grow at a sluggish pace since the recession, while the auto loan balances are growing steadily and hit a new high of $1.14 trillion. Now, what was most troubling, however, is the delinquencies for auto loans increased in the third quarter. And the new subprime auto delinquencies have not yet hit the highest level in 6 years. But just wait a few months. Higher interest rates crush mortgage refi applications. As I already said, they're down 41.35%. Well, the recent surge in the 30-year mortgage rate has resulted in an epic 41.35% decline week over week in mortgage refinancing applications, according to Mortgage Bankers Associations, you know, the good old MBA. But even mortgage purchases and their applications are down nearly 33%. Warning, debt party's over. Here comes the hangover. Another potential consequence, trouble for emerging markets. That's because the recent debt turmoil has coincided with a stronger U.S. dollar, which makes it harder for overseas borrowers to pay back dollar-denominated debt. SocGen estimates that the dollar-denominated credit overseas has doubled to nearly $10 trillion over the past decade, especially in emerging markets. Now, add into this, folks, how we used to get money that we needed. We'd bond everybody. Yeah, get those treasuries out there. Well, there was one small flaw with driving those rates down to zero or sub-zero, is there's absolutely no incentive to buy treasuries or bond because there's no yield. So what do they have to do? All they got to keep borrowing. Keep borrowing. Folks, this will come to a crashing end, but that's okay. Once it crashes, we'll have everything we need to rebuild again. And we have to. There's no other way to get around this massive debt. I suggest we just do a write-off. As one caller put it last week, let's have a little jubilee. We got a little time left. I'm going to ask you to be quick. Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Oh, hey, I'm tooting my own horn here. Ben-Gurion University, last week, I think it was, they announced a proof of concept. Did you hear about it, the proof of concept malware they created?
No.
You can probably demonstrate this sometime if you got an extra set of headphones. You can plug them into a microphone input on your mixer board. They've got malware that turns a speaker on phones into a microphone. I've been talking about that for like 15 or 20 years because I heard what I believe was originally the National Reconnaissance Office or the geospatial spy satellites snooping in on cordless phones.
Mm.
And a ham guy told me that he beat other hams that had big beams and stuff that couldn't ping up to the space shuttle flying over at whatever, 180 miles, whatever altitude is, because he had a little 500 milliwatt walkie-talkie with a rubber ducky on it. It would shoot up to the satellite and ping back when they were doing their amateur radio ham.
That's the second time in the day that I've heard the rubber ducky.
Yeah, well, little rubber ducky antennas are non-directional. I mean, they're they'll shoot up with just a small amount of wattage. So people don't realize that for decades, they've been probably at least 25 years, they've been able to snoop in from satellite and listen into your cordless phones, even when they're off.
Well,
now,
and you,
everybody's talking about smartphones. But.
Yeah, and Mike, and again here, you know what, I can see a reversal here. Going back to what I was saying about Trump in the first hour, you know, detente, a little bit of talking rather than shooting and war and blowing a lot of people up, removing the reason why we have supposed terrorism, which has been used as a tool for what? To strip you of your rights, your privacies, your liberty. We're going to remove the reasons why they're there doing it in the first place. And I, for one, want to be on the witch hunt here in 2017 and 18 and going forward, of taking back what these people have taken, which really wasn't theirs to begin with. Got to move. Thanks for your call, Mike. Let me take James in Northern California. James, you got about a minute and a half. He's gone. Well, what the hell? I was being nice enough to make a hole here for him, and he took off. I'm so verklempt. I'm ranting over here. Great. And I timed that out perfectly, and now I got more time than I have something to say. Me at a loss for words. I never thought I'd see it happen. By the way, I was telling somebody today, just a shop that I go to time to time, and they're a big football fan, and I said, you know, I said, I've been right about a couple of things here. The Cubbies, which didn't win a World Series since 1908, we were seeing the rise of Donald Trump, and we were all hoping he'd get the election. And I said, you know, I said, it became clear even before the media called it, and we even had election night, that it looked like Trump was going to win. Well, how could you not see that? 20,000 people showing up to Hillary Clinton's paid dozen people being there. And I said, then the other one, well, the Donald Trump was going to win. And my third prediction for this year, the Lions are going to the Super Bowl. Now, I'm going to leave my little caveat or my escape clause, whether they go as participants or observers. Hey, thank you all for being here. Appreciate it very much. Remember, folks, you can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. It's right at the top of the page. It's very simple and easy, easy peasy Japanesey. Make a donation to the network, folks. We plan on being here for you, giving you that fake news that has been so destructive to your life. Tongue in cheek. See you Monday.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.